Very early on the first day of the week, Mary of Magdala came to the tomb. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen. My dear brothers and sisters in Jesus Christ, as we celebrate today the anniversary of Christ's resurrection, every year for the last 50 plus years, I struggle with my homily as to how to make this event meaningful for you and for me. The thought struck me the other day, as I try as I may, I can't make the resurrection of our Lord meaningful for anyone. Why? Each one of us has to make a meaningful for ourselves. And the circumstances of our lives very often will determine how meaningful it will be. For a few examples. As we are young and healthy, we might think of the resurrection of Jesus as a validation of Jesus' claim to be the Son of God. However, as you and I know, so many young people, quote unquote, the millennials, think that they are going to live forever, so they may not see how Christ's resurrection connects with the busy lives every day. Another one. Have you and I lost someone we love? Then the hope of the resurrection may comfort us and support us through our loss. My mother died in 2011 at the age of 104. I knew it was coming there, and lo and behold, in July of 2011, she closed her eyes. It happens to all of us. We know things are coming, but when it does happen, the thought of the resurrection for me at that time became very, very vivid. Are we experiencing some kind of sickness or suffering? Christ's resurrection assures us that God created you and me for more than just for this life, but for his kingdom, where there will be no more suffering, no more tears, no more sadness. Do we suffer from loneliness? The resurrection brings home to mind that faith counts there. Jesus is alive and is with you and me. Christ, always as close as a branch is to a vine. That's how Jesus is to each and every one of us. And he's assured us, I am with you always. He's so close to his people that he could say to Saul, when he was persecuting Christians, Saul, Saul, why are you persecuting me? Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, when we persecute, when we hurt, when we gossip, when we rash judge, you see, when we look down, when we discriminate any human being, we're doing that to Christ. Because he is our brother. Are we depressed because we hate ourselves for who we are or for something we did, perhaps the past? The risen Christ came to give us new life, to make us a new creation, and above all, to give us peace. His first words to the apostles when he appeared to them on Easter Sunday night were, "Peace be with you." My dear brothers and sisters, every year we celebrate the same event. Every year the story is the very same. But, there's a big but. Every year, we are not the same. Have you ever thought of that? Events change in our lives, and the assurances of that Jesus has risen and invites you and me to share his risen life takes on different meanings as years pass by. In this world, in which you and I live, it seems God is distant from us. Yet, we believe that someday we will see him face to face. Did we ever ask ourselves if we feel distant from God now, but someday we are going to be close to him? What has to change? What has to change? Is God going to change? Absolutely not. That would be impossible. Since God is perfect, and any change would have to mean he became less perfect. And so, my dear brothers and sisters, if you're going to be closer to God someday, and God's not going to be the one to change, then it has to be you and me. And that's why we keep celebrating Easter Sunday every single year. Even during the pandemic, we celebrated Easter Sunday. Yeah. Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, you and I must keep in touch with these mysteries. That is why God gave us a commandment to keep holy the Sabbath, the Sunday, because he knows how quickly we can forget. So many of us, the resurrection is real. It is something we accept on faith. You and I are here today because of our faith. That little light that was lit at baptism never dies, never dies. Yes, for some, it grows dim. For many, it grows brighter and brighter. But the dim light always is there. And there are occasions in our life, my dear brothers and sisters, make no mistake about it, when this dim light becomes brighter and brighter, depending on our circumstances there. There's another point, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to share with you on this Easter Sunday there. And what is it? Easter is a feast of hope. If you forget whatever I've said before, please try and remember this. Easter is a feast of hope. Jesus is our hope. Another point. Life is like Holy Saturday that we had yesterday. Life is a Holy Saturday. And what do I mean by that? Holy Saturday is dark. But the darkness doesn't remain forever. Very quickly, it turns into light. Good Friday passes by very quickly. Easter Sunday is there to be forever. And the final point, my dear brothers and sisters, I would like to highlight with you and such a wonderful, faithful audience like all of us this morning. Have you ever thought, you know, why was a woman, you know, given the opportunity to announce Jesus' resurrection? Why? Why didn't he choose Mary, his mother? Or why didn't he arrange in such a way? Why? For me, the answer, my dear brothers and sisters, is this was a woman, you know, who was a sinner. This was a woman, you see, who was publicly to be stoned, to be condemned. This was a woman, during the 3 years of Christ's ministry, was brought face to face, and the crowd asked him to judge, saying, she has committed a public scandal, and the law says she has to be stoned. Christ begins writing on the sand. The adrenaline in Mary Magdalene must have reached the highest heights, wondering what is his decision. And slowly, but very surely, Christ looks at her, tears flowing down her eyes, shaking, trembling. He does not touch her. He looks at her and says, "Mary, has no one condemned you?" And she looks at him and says, "No one. Mary, has no one condemned you?" That word Mary is very astounding. Go and sin no more. Again, on the first day of the resurrection, she goes to the tomb to complete the anointing. She sees the tomb empty. She sees the cemetery caretaker there, and thinking that he was a cemetery man, what we would call a maintenance person, she said to him, "Sir, do you know where they have taken my Lord?" And she heard, "Mary," same words. Mary being forgiven. And as soon as she heard the word Mary from Jesus, she knows it was Jesus. "Go and tell my disciples that I am risen." Yes, my dear brothers and sisters, Easter is a feast of hope. And the last point, speaking about Mary and think about the resurrection, please remember what I'm going to tell you. And it's going to help all of us. It's helped me. Mary was a sinner. She's a saint. So much so, our Holy Father, Pope Francis, has declared her to be the doctor of the apostles. In other words, the leader of the apostles. Every saint had a past. Remember that. Make no mistake about it. Every saint had a past. Every sinner has a future. Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. A very happy Easter to all of you. God bless you. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.